From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
If your soil could talk, what would it say? If it's healthy, it may already be saying some good things about your future. Because farmers who use soil health building systems that include no-till, cover crops, and diverse species and rotations report greater productivity, profitability, and resiliency to weather extremes. Learn more about what your soil is saying about its health and your future. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
And we're back, looking at another lopsided matchup, Jim. Today we have a combine taking on a train.
Yeah, that heavy train is about 1,000 times heavier than the combine. No competition there.
Right, especially given that it'll take at least a mile to stop that train.
That's 18 football fields.
It's no contest. Every day people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
This message brought to you by Operation Lifesaver.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
We greatly appreciate the field reports provided by John Clark with FeedWorks USA. John travels all over the northeastern United States talking with farmers and people involved in agribusiness. He always talks with some interesting people on a wide variety of topics relating to agriculture. Recently, John paid a visit to Randy Schwalke and Mark Stevens of a company called Feed Marketing Advisors. Their website is feedadvisors.com, and the topic of that conversation was trends they're seeing in the poultry and livestock feed industry. John asked Randy what he's seeing in the field.
Just a couple of things real quickly from a commercial perspective. It all used to be about products back in the day. We carried a suitcase full of product samples to the farm, right? And now it's very little from a commercial perspective. It's very little about products. It's about solving nutritional needs. So from a product perspective, that's one. From an operational perspective, it's very much about automation and that involvement. And from a people perspective, it used to be far more top down. I mean, it was easier to get people into the mill, onto the road. I can remember, even though the feed company paid for much of my education, when I interviewed for the job, I was told by the HR manager to go shave off those sideburns and come back and we'll talk to you, which I did, and I got the job. But much easier to manage top down back in the day.
Interesting. Mark, for you, tell us a little bit about the changes from your perspective in the feed industry.
Well, we have seen such a large transition of ownership, and we'll continue to see that. We have many of our feed mills throughout the U.S. were built in the 60s and 70s, so they're 30, 40, 50 years old. And really the need to upgrade facilities, consolidate facilities, we've really seen this ongoing transition of succession planning from either a family ownership to another family member or to an outside business that acquires them. So we continue to see that going on. It's growing faster. Private equity is really involved in wanting to acquire ag businesses. We work with not only family businesses, but national firms, as well as private equity firms. We also, I've had the pleasure of talking to people around the world that wouldn't have had the opportunity before this career change. Talked to people from Pakistan yesterday, Africa yesterday, China today. It's amazing. Again, it gets back to what I said earlier, that even though the feed industry is changing a lot and will continue to change, it still gets back to you need good people leading the business and watching the pennies.
So are the challenges the same around the world? They just look a little bit different and the names are a little bit different? Is that
Absolutely.
What you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. We're all still moving to lower inclusion products, especially in the U.S. Of course, with the move to remove antibiotics from diets, there's a lot more feed additives in the marketplace. But lower inclusion products is one of the main trends. We're seeing a lot of products that are manufactured or starting in Europe that are wanting to migrate to the U.S. just due to the size of the market. So we're seeing people calling us to helping them, how do we get into the U.S. market, or the questions they're asking. And the other thing is that we're seeing a much more professional business than what we had in the past. Businesses today that, regardless if it's a family business or a national firm or one owned by a private equity, they all want to become more professional in the way they approach business and watching over the business.
Randy, kind of dovetail on what Mark was saying and paint us a little picture of what a feed mill might have looked like early in your career and what they might look like now with the amount of micro bins needed.
Well, yeah, that's a really good question, John. I mean, the mills built back in the day, many in the 60s and 70s, there were very little automation, of course, more people, dustier, dirtier. Today, you walk into an integrated poultry mill and you can't find anybody. There's nobody home. And yet the mill's running full speed. There may be a couple of people up in the conference room looking at a wall size monitor that's gauging bins and motor speeds and so forth, but far less dependent on feet on the ground people in the mill and dependent more and more on automation. So the nature of the people, the training, the education of the people that are coming into the mills is continuing to evolve.
Randy, where can people find out more information about Feed Marketing Advisors?
Yeah, probably the best place to do that would be through our website, feedadvisors.com.
Feedadvisors.com.
Feedadvisors.com, correct.
Randy Schwalke, Mark Stevens with Feed Marketing Advisors. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.
And thank you, Mr. John Clark, for that report. Today, we got a rare insight into trends in the animal feed industry. And by the way, the animal feed business is big business. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, this year, the feed industry is valued at approximately $516 billion.
Serving rural America, online at onthefarmradio.com.
If a hurricane hits, have what you need to weather the storm. Now is the time to put together a disaster supplies kit. For a list of items to include, visit redcross.org.
Today, we send out a big old salute to all of our listeners in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. They're tuned in to affiliated radio station WNUZ FM 92.9 in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Our pearl of wisdom this weekend tells that experience is simply the name that we give our mistakes. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.